Good evening and welcome to KILI Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian. Charging Cloud, and I come up here on Wednesdays from 5 to 6. And I bring you a story, a Kitomi, or Worshkate, or Ihani Woyake. And education, and I always touch on the Lakota language. And this evening I'm up here with, I will say Toshka, Tim, and he will introduce himself. And we have one story, and we have some announcements, and I will open up the computer, and we'll talk about a meeting. So, Tim?
Oh, okay, Brian.
We are, first we'll do the announcements, and maybe we'll talk about it. We are planning a meeting at Wounded Knee District School, and that's where I work, and that's where Tim always comes and helps out. And flyer, I have a flyer up here. And before I do that, I always want to thank you for listening, all you listeners out there. Thank you for listening to Kili and also the Storytelling Hour. And I always remember two gentlemen, and that's Charlie up in Martin, and Tom in Pine Ridge. If you guys are listening, and also all the listeners all over this country, some people sometimes tell us that they listen in Germany, Austria. So welcome to Kili Radio. And if you're on the road this evening, it's a nice, cool evening. Summer is one more week of summer, I believe. I didn't check the calendar, but I believe next week, the fall, in Lakota we call it Pitayete, fall. English language, it's fall. So we'll probably talk about that too. But first, getting back to this meeting at Wounded Knee. You know, last year and year before, we have culture nights. And, one thing that that we always wanted to do was bring the community to these culture nights and meet other people, and then the parents to really get involved. Come and visit the school. We have a new, all the school is really nice. It's, every year it's like that. Children coming, and like this morning they all came in and they were all happy. And then we have our principal this year is Toja Ellis. She is doing a great job. Everything looks clean, bright, and was starting a great year. 전일도 그리 됐죠.
야, 제일 뭐난 스태프가 왔다. 톱죠. 나 유학을 나코다 쓸리죠. 왕이 잡을라케 했어. 왜 입덕션 같이 해볼래? It's probably it's gonna lead off to a very good school year this year. I can see that by just by knowing that most of our teachers are Lakota. I'm not prejudiced or anything, but I feel that with Lakota teachers and all their experience and their teaching skills or whatever, different teaching skills and communication skills or whatever, I think it's going to be a very good school year at WKD and probably elsewhere. And everybody keep up the good work and put a little bit more into it, and I know it's going to be a very good school year.
This meeting is, we're going to be working with, and I think they came and visited our principal. And last night, we had a real quick meeting with one of the representatives from Kawachi Ohokila, taking care of the whole self. And this organization is funded by SAMHSA, and SAMHSA stands for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And we both want to get involved and really work together and work on the health of the community, especially our young people and our children, because today, as you hear about it, there's a lot of different things going on, and things that are not really good for young people, even for adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 해외 한다 쿠쿠리라 토크죠. 그래서 우치든 나스코스코그나스나 마음가 레창사 레 뚝대했던 거는 소통하면 한 컨젝터 우차파서 참 근데 오이차이스파 한다는 리 나타 그 미스터 웨스 이런 거는 니자 셀렉트 나 한다 그 리로 들죠. 스카만네스 오므남네스 네, 그 자유롭게 파니 딱 그리라. 톡자. 해치 맞다. 해를 딱 그, 아, 딱 그 시제. 자, 해, 어떤 것도 막 생각하고 그 자극이 할게. 네, 해를, 창글레스카 글레. 창글레스카 글레, 어떤, 뚝대를 해, 나와, 나, 해, 딱, 릴라, 릴라, 이블룩찬, 차, 해치도, 해치도. 예. 창글레스 같길래 위촌이 오웅 나 컸다 거기나 오아예 어차피 호스 창글레스 같길래 몰랐게 하다 와지였다 했다 나 컬레 치 미멜라 길래 도니 Zik to hi apsh do hi na le oho le ma man takun na ho ma ne hata o hi na zik takya hechi a ish le chat ka takya akta le ma ka takya o ma lak ta ish la et ta takya tukra hi ya o he chan ku ke ap o he chasha ki le ta Tuhan makha ka hilpa tae tiya. Ele sami chakha ka Semenidish Koshkalakop, not on Vichashok, not on Vichachalaya. Mimela Kileki on it. On a head chunkuki, Nupa, but on Snuliba, like a Nakilele, the Hapo Miniche, Hitaha, Kayukamaka, Hachitu. Chalominiche Kilele, Chunku Nupa, Masapi, Mashaka. Chalasapi, Lele, Chunkuki, a little over the old man washed it. On a shaki lace. Which city of Ganashna? Why, so in a man, they had a little attack was testing Walak. What? Kuyuha, Swikesh. When that Okichon, Baku, the no Okichakon, Kanja, the no Chakakon, Richon, the Ominichua, Mohawk, the Oyate, Wachon, until the Wachon, the Natchin Lakota, Wachon, Taku Otum, El Taku Lilota. Hoshlish, we call it на кучи и хани ви чояка тоя как. Чалили лаву. Ви чох антигритан таку и чага оки. Хоя ше хана ке. И ватоханч на инш бенаш не пхеса. Такон лече двоих чан гагам на ха, ивон лакам на ха. Гнаш омкишна лавняка инкте. Ле I had the words from Kile in Chawapi Riwi Kile, September Kile, Chawapi Riwi app. Oh, here, 22nd. Oh, here we Gemina Num Sam Nupa. Mazash Kashkan Zapta, September 22nd at 5 p.m. at Wendini District School, Lakota Studies Room. You are Nichope, Dua Okike, Wanach, we have nation, Manus, Manahuna, Kahana, Takune Hawk. On the Nakoho Hale, Lakota, Le Oonkile, Wanasheta, Watch, Wata, Itar, Wanasna, Manas, we Yohila Takune Chok. Kohichuan Nakohale. The Eltona Wayabena Inana Ate, and only Waya which had kicked you. When you had topic, the nation could takun elked. Red, when you held a hamata, it lay for some of our head principal, Alice Phelps, they must act it. 867-4350, Monday Dean District School. Chale, September 22nd, 5 p.m., and there will be a meal too. It's called a tiny little meal, actually. Takunya thought. I'm going to help pick this such a nice takun.
Iska Yugi Iska parents na teachers ke hong na khuda uki ka khni gafshin cha Iska kel I'd like to say something on what Brad this flyer that the school, that these two organizations put out. I'd stressfully like to ask all the young parents, you know, 20 years old to 30, every family that has kids going to school at Chungpe Opie would like to have everybody step up and take part in what has been offered by all of these groups and organizations, because it's very important that we start doctoring our own selves and doctoring, setting our children right in the stages of life to come. And these are all stepping stones. They're very important to pick up, man. With all of this information, you know, it's very helpful to learning, you know, a lot of things like psychological stuff, like self-control, a lot of different things that we can all learn with our children. We can all step up and take part in everything that has been offered to us, and it doesn't cost a dime. It doesn't cost anything at all. It's just we just need some good listeners and feel a new experience, because it deals with spirituality, self-identity, and a lot of other technical words that the Washitu use, and it's something good, and there's gonna be a lot of fun. It's something very, I'm looking forward to being part of it myself, as older I am. I enjoy being part of it. And it's Wopila to all its, give a lot of Wopila to these names on here. Colleen Little Moon, Cedric Broken Nose, Eileen Janice, Lori Woodwind Horse, Alberta Miller, Mary Jane Running Shell. You know, a lot of these people are very quiet and mature, intellectual, smart people that you don't ever hear of them doing anything wrong or whatever. And to me, it looks like a great team. Now, all we are, you how we are be. Now, once been, talk at Hoshi, not hobby, you to Ogana Capiana, you are kind of, you want to kill ill, but not watch to be. So, I know of them been, Takukushna, Oyaka, Oyaka pihantas, wow, upich on a warm spe, you are on kua pihanta. Uchita pikilana, trokata kya, woika kise, aite chola, zania ni pikte, hetzer kata on kua pi. Sa, la ibuluski, la imayuta.
Nahana kule, le, Sosle taku ni shita yaps a nation kule pejuta shita nation na hetche galaktishne le na ku I le chile le le shita wo culture a he kis unlak hota la kholi ap kile culture kile a he na ku wanale na I Even the Kahana, when I swee your hila, Takun dua wayakit. When I say, let us a kabu bread carape, it's bellowing. Let us a wozape car. Але це все вас накажем. Та голена лешеса чан ян парентс. Ленога наша на і хух нахоя кана. Хена пхаката ка йога яя. Токешка ле накажа. Хані чи вас на лена і вока пхе йогапшке. Хатхан ка хатшар. Пусям на чете. Нахел чан пхайш прибе нахел. Капхам. Накогена їх еча. Ой, спе, ітхес, мух кара. Мух еже ж накогін, ле, ой, спе, гел накогін. Ім тхагача, асар я псе, че тхагана, якашка. Гена леган маніч.
Значи, нахан, макхоце, кіт хогмушніс, ян кяпца, вашіть, І на нека укіцьці зі на такан, і ваш тисниця, але на Іоанні гектака вочум пінкілена успіць і ця вата, і я ми вачази кеці тхоката кілена, і бейкві на таку кі ваніці на дошка вата окта, і дошка агуа вяка окта, і ху лецет тілена, лена вон спіць. It's all part of U.S. self-sufficiency. You look on the microwave at ramen noodles. Ramen noodles.
Most of them are casual. You have to open up a can of spaghetti, and that's your supper. Maybe a spam. Maybe open up a ramen noodle and put some water in there. Put it in the microwave. But we need to learn a lot of these things because as we look around, and some of you out there, I know that you still do these things. Every day you make every day you probably make orzaki. Every day you probably make soup, dry meat soup. You know how to butcher. You know how to make tripe, how to handle the tripe. And there's a lot of you have like, you go to a powwow, wachipi, you all have really fancy outfits, beadwork, because I went to a mission and I watched all these dancers. And that's culture. And we still have it. We're still doing it. And even though, like, I was looking at a book today by Joseph Marshall. He wrote a lot of books. And one of the things that that one chapter, he said, they came and took everything away from us. They took our land. The buffalo is gone. We were conquered. It just went on and on, and it makes you like, you sit there and you read that, but in the end, we are still here, we are still strong, and we still carry on our culture.
Yeah.
And we are still a proud people. We are still telling our children who they are and where they come from.
Yeah.
And that's what this is about too, this this oyate voicho. If we can even like five people, three people, maybe it'd be great if there was 40 people there, 60 people, but it don't take many people to revitalize our way of life, and that's, it's just like the language. So we just wanted to announce this, and if you're listening in the Mendocino area, the Wendenin District area, on Monday, September 22nd, try to come at 5 o'clock. And we're going to have a meal. And you can just listen. It's everybody's meeting, not just one person or a few people. Yeah. It's your meeting. And it could be, you can touch on anything. And whatever we say there, we're not going to, it could stay there. You don't have to talk about anybody. But things like, Tim mentioned the word too, self-sufficient. Self-sufficiency. That one too. Someday, down the road, we cannot be always dependent.
Yeah.
We cannot. We need to be on our own. Just do everything. Try to do everything yourself. And you don't have to eat, like Tim said, you don't have to eat ramen noodle every day. You don't have to do this pizza every day.
Yeah.
But stay home and cook and maybe have a garden and make some corn, beets, whatever, onions. Be on your own.
Yeah. The Iska, the things that we ate a long time ago when we were kids, little 5, 6, 7, 8, I mean, when we were small, was like gravy, rice, and deer meat, pheasant, things like that, fish, and vegetables. And I always tell my kids and a few other people here and there that as a little guy sitting there, and I look in the darkness of the room, and I could see our grandfathers and our grandmas sitting there. They were pretty much already 60, maybe 60, 70 years old at that time. And they lived long, long, very long, healthy lives. And they had tobacco. Tobacco wasn't very good, but the point I'm getting at is they lived very long, healthy lives. Mm-hmm. And you never heard of insulin, you never heard of painkillers, you never heard of diabetes, you never heard of anything like that. It was just, nothing was ever, in other words, it was a healthy world, a healthy life that they picked up from their parents, and then we as who we are today saw them continuously living a long life, you know, and today, you know, it's, I don't know, I personally don't go to eating too much chicken or pork or stuff like that, you know, because I never had too much of that stuff growing up except for the school menu, so all in all, you know, it all comes down to our paperwork, where on cultural nights and this and that, things like cooking and all, everything, well, learning how to cook and eating the right things with your children, you know, gives us all a better, longer and healthier life. And that's what our children will need, and our grandchildren will need. So, well, this is very important, and I'm 100% behind this group, Kawachi Ohokiba. And I give him a pat on the back for stepping up and creating a nice team there. So they'll share all their knowledge with us so we can hand it down to our Trakojas too. Cela, Ibulushki.
And also when the Ni District School, to working with Tawachi Ohokila for a betterment. Is that a good word for our young people? A healthy lifestyle. And if they walk that road, good things happen. And if you walk that other road, it'll be a rocky road.
Yeah.
And sometimes that rocky road ends. And we don't want to see that.
All in all, probably in conclusion, with everything that comes about through this meeting, maybe within the next half year, within the school year, and after, is that our children will be healthy in a state of mind. And that's what we're looking for. Right. We want to create a stable, clear mind that no negative, no tolerance of anything bad, bad influence, instigators, whatever. We don't want that to continue with our children so they can live a problem-free life. No alcohol, no drugs, no gangs, no nothing. Nothing affiliated with something that's going to injure or harm our children physically or emotionally. And that's the main purpose. We need to create that atmosphere for them. And it starts from our homes. It starts from our own selves as parents. So it's not a good expression involved in all of it altogether.
That's good. And again, before I forget, we want to thank Kitty Radio for letting us come up here on Wednesdays to do storytelling and also bring you announcements like this. And also little bit on education, and also always the Lakota language. And I know there's a lot of organizations, each reservation, whether it's Pine Ridge or whether it's Rosebud or Eagle Butte, Crow Creek, Low Brew, Sisseton, all over. They have programs like this where they try to help. They help their people to have a good, healthy, and strong life. And we are still proud people. I was reading that, I mentioned that one. I was going to bring it, but maybe next time, someday, we will bring that, talk about it. Look at what kind of road we came through, and we are still here, and we're still proud, and we're still strong, and we are still helping our children. And also this school, every school on this reservation, they're all doing projects like this to help their children, to get their parents involved, to get the community people involved. And sometimes, when you put people into groups, then they become, they don't work together. They become, you're not from here, I'm from here, like that. But if you really look at it, it's all one. It should be like that. We're all connected, we're all included. So stay healthy, stay warm, and always look up and be proud.
While I have this, before the show closes, I'd like to welcome all the new teachers that come into our schools across the reservation and elsewhere. We welcome you to Lakota country, and I know some of you are first year teaching or whatever. We'd like to invite you all to look forward to a better atmosphere of education within our school systems, and zero tolerance from anything at all, and let's make this a good one for our children and grandchildren. Guys like Brian here, and there's a lot of guys out there, all of you. Dwala Kotya, Mitsonia, Yokpia Nakapina, Monspe, Nichincha, Kuao, Wichakapil, Hena, Itron, Chiphapina, Chwiglas Kaska Papo, La, Tanga Chano Pelo.
Then I want to say, we always, this could be a story about the Lakota language. And I was looking through some notes, and this was in one of my notes, and it's going to be a short one, and I was talking about the Lakota language and why it's so hard. And today I was talking to the fourth graders, and I was telling them that when you were kindergarten, we started the Lakota Language Project right here at in the main district school, and we called it immersion. Now they're fourth graders, and none of them you cannot sit there and talk Lakota, but they know a lot of words, like they know all the the things that we talk about, just maybe one word. They remember one word. It seems like we inside that room, the most common words are the only ones that they remember. And then when they leave that room, when they leave that school, then all they hear is the English language. Like you and I, our language is Lakota. That's our number one language. And then our second language would be the English language. But for them, it's the other way around. Maybe their number one language now is English. And then when they come to school, some of them, or maybe a lot of them, the only time they hear Lakota will be at school. So if you can, and we always say this, the ones that are successful are, they have a lot of Lakota speakers at home, the successful Lakota projects. So today we have a lot of our children that they know the everyday, some of the everyday language, like Iota, Kainajio, Nimratka, Chelo, Tungabla, Chelo, or Tokia Lahu. But they won't be able to, because Lakota language is really hard. Because when you get into the like Mieni, like that. So the reason for that is that when they go home, nobody talks Lakota. And then we have, when we first begin to teach this Lakota language, when we first begin to realize what is happening, and that's maybe 40 some years back. And we started teaching bilingual then. Mm-hmm. They come in and we'll say, okay, this oyate means people, like that. Mm-hmm. And we don't teach them to talk, or the dialogue, to call it. So now, 40-some years later, we're still not making. I know there's Lakota speakers out there. Mm-hmm. There's some out there that can speak Lakota. And right now we have some schools. We have a child care school in Oglala. Baha is running that. And that's what we need. We need to really start from the young people. And now I came down this far. I came, and I know that it's going to take, I don't know how long it's going to take. It's hard.
For a lot of the younger parents can probably say a few Indian words, you know, always repeat those words to your kids in the morning, and tell them what it means, and whatever you know, pass it on to your children in the mornings, and it's a lot. It makes getting ready for school interesting. It's
And also, like you mentioned, the Lakota teachers, I think, and right now we need to train more Lakota, young Lakota teachers that are like that. Maybe from OLC.
That's a good idea.
There are a lot of people that are graduating, but sometimes you don't see them at schools. I don't know where they are. But we do need to train a lot of them. Each one will have a different way of teaching, but as long as you are especially people that are Lakota speakers, that have, they can teach Lakota. That'd be great. So maybe if you come with me again next week, I will save my story. And before we leave, I want to thank all of you listeners out there. Have a great weekend. I think there's a Wachipi at Bolo Oke. Yesterday, I heard that Bloke Pawa today is Kili. Kili Kapala. Chai Chai.
Go ahead.
Hanukkah, if you're on the road, drive careful and thank you for listening.
I'd like to. I always remember the kindergarten guys, first year students, and I'd like to say hello to all you little ones and Manderson, Timmy, your boys out to Pepper Creek, and everybody at Betty Lou's house and Manderson and Atona La Cola no Guptana Capeche. La Utias, little he would talk on the Wungala Cup. Boy Marana is Takul. Which only I was the Eye of Tashna Takul. Missa Hake Plama Yapala. That was the Japo.
Oh, then remember, don't forget the Oyate Voyage at when the Nii District School, Monday, September 22nd, at 5 o'clock, there's going to be a meal. Everybody is welcome. Bring ideas, cultural activities, presentation, parent-teacher involvement. And for more information, call one the Nii District School, 867-4350.
It's going to be a fun time, and it's very interesting, and come and learn something new. It'll really refresh your memory, and it's good for you. It's healthy for your state of mind as well as the body.
So we want to say thank you to Lloyd. Washpey, hello, Lloyd. Hello, yeah.
Oh, hey. Thank you.